Howdy do, podcast family. How are you? I hope that you are well. I hope that things are turning around for you. I hope that things are just looking up for you. I hope that you'll be able to see your glass as half full as opposed to half empty. Now, this is your girl MGW, and this is another episode of The Spoken Word. If this is your first time tuning in, it's a hearty welcome to you. And if you have been tuning in week after week, seasons and episodes after seasons and episodes, then thank you so very much for being a part of the family. For this encouragement, for this episode, for today, this day that the Lord hath made, that we will rejoice and be glad in it. I'll just be praying with and for you. And I hope that your heart, your spirit will be at the place to join in prayer. It is really a free flow. It's a free flow. It is the Lord having his way in and through me, through us. And so we just commit this unto the Lord and we will just go right in prayer. So wherever you are, regardless of when you will access this recording, I just want you to lift your faith and believe, because whenever we pray, whenever we go to him, we have to always go from the place of knowing that he is, knowing that he is who he say he is. He is the I am that I am. He is the undisputed champion. He is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we pause this day, this hour, this minute to acknowledge you for who you are, to acknowledge you as our Father, our reigning King, to acknowledge you as the forgiver of our sins and our trespasses, to acknowledge you as the God who is in control, the God who remains faithful, hallelujah. The God who cannot deny who he is, hallelujah. And so there, Father, we humbly bow before you another time. And we ask that you search our hearts, that you who made us, who created us, who knows everything about us more than we will possibly know about ourselves. We ask there, Father, that you create in us clean hearts even now, that you renew your right spirit within us, that you will not cast us away from your presence, because we can't thrive outside of your presence. We are dependent on your presence. We need your presence even now. And so there, Father, it's against you and you alone that we have sinned ultimately. And so we ask, Almighty God, that you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, our righteousness is like a filthy rag. It's like a messed up rag. But impute the righteousness of your Son, Jesus Christ, within us even now. Cover us with your blood another time, so that all you will see is just the shed blood that has given us access to come to this throne room of grace and mercy. We thank you that your mercies are indeed new every morning. We thank you there, Father, that in spite of what happened yesterday, what happened even minutes before we came together, your word says where two or more are gathered together touching anything concerning you, you are in the midst. And so even now we thank you that we are feeling our strength, the strength that comes through unity, the strength that comes through oneness and togetherness. Oh there, Father, may we be divided and separated unto you even now, having one purpose, one aim, one determination, which is to please you. A song says to see you high and lifted up. Even your very word in Isaiah says to see you high and lifted up, and your glory fill the train. We want your glory to consume us, to fill us this day. We want our very act atmosphere to represent you, to line up to you, for your presence to consume our very atmosphere, so that even the very mind or thoughts can be thoughts that are pure and true and of you. And so, Lord, we take on our identity in you today. We declare that we are children of the Most High God, that we are joint heirs, that we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus above principalities and powers. We declare, their Father, that we are above and not beneath. We are the head and not the tail. We are more than conquerors through your love. Oh, dear Father, we thank you that your love, your unconditional love, has found us and has rescued us. You knew us, yet you love us, and you died for us. Hallelujah. We're happy, dear Father, that has messed up as we were and still is. Some of us are still messed up, but you poured out. You poured out everything, and you paid the price, a price that has made us free, a price that has ransomed us. You have brought us and bought us back unto yourself. And so we can say, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. There are no more chains holding us. There are no more shackles. Hallelujah. We thank you for the freedom. Oh, Lord God, our freedom comes through you. Our freedom comes through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And there is still wonder working power in the blood. There is still healing in the blood. There is still deliverance in the blood. There's still a peace in the blood. There's still answers in the blood. There's still provision in the blood. Oh, Lord God, we're happy. We're delightful that everything, every single thing that we could possibly need, it comes through the blood. It comes through what was done, what was paid through the blood. Hallelujah. And so, there, Father, we access this morning. We access this day. We access tonight. We access in the season, the exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask, imagine, or think. We ask, dear Father, that as we change our perspective, as we change our view, as we change how we look, how we see, dear Father, hallelujah, that we will begin to access the things that you've already stored for us. We will begin to access what you've already laid aside for us, dear Father. Hallelujah. We pray, Almighty God, that we will be like the two spies, Caleb and Joshua, that didn't only see giants in the land, but they saw the fruitfulness of the land. They saw the positive prospects of the land. They saw the yield of the land, Almighty God. And so whatever has been presented to us, whatever results have been given to us, whatever answers have been told to us, their Father, whatever has been placed in our hands and in our laps, we pray this day, this hour, this minute, that our vision will change, that we will be like Caleb and Joshua, that we will see what you want us to see, that we will even see our inheritance from now. Oh, their Father, Caleb, even when he got to a point, he was able to say, give me my mountain, because he saw the prospect, he saw his inheritance, he saw his heritage. And so even now, dear Father, I pray that every eyes that have been closed, that they will begin to open to see what you want them to see, Almighty God. They will see the possession, Almighty God. It was even Joshua that you told him, wherever he placed his feet upon, he was able to bring it into his own possession. He was able to call it his his own, to call it in. And so I pray there, Father, for that divine alignment and that shifting upon the people, the children of God, who has the power and the authority to say, Almighty God, hallelujah, the things that you want us to say. You say the power of life and death, it is within our tongue. And so whatever we speak, if we speak life, we're going to eat life. If we speak death, we're going to eat death. And so this morning, as you reveal your plan, as you reveal the will that is here on earth, that should be on earth as it's already in the heavens, I pray there, Father, that the tongue will speak life as it needs to speak life. The tongue will speak death as it needs to speak death, in accordance to your will, Almighty God. I pray there, Father, that some feet that has gotten weary and weak, that strength will come back to the ankle bone, so that they will begin to walk into possession, so that they will begin to walk into the territories that have been laid up for them, Almighty God, hallelujah. I pray there, Father, that there will be a walking into purpose, that there will be a walking with intentionality, Almighty God, not an aimless walking, go around, Almighty God, in circles, but mighty God, a walking to claim, a walking to seize, Almighty God, a walking to say, give me what is mine, give me my inheritance, give me my heritage, Almighty God, hallelujah. Oh, dear Father, we pray, God, that purpose will begin to flow from your people, Almighty God, that everything will be done according to purpose and according to your plan, not the purpose and the plan of man, but the one, the blueprint that you have given according to your word, Almighty God, that before your son, your daughter, they were forming their mother's womb, you had the plan. You had the perfect plan, the one to prosper them, to give them the hope, the future, the expected end. Oh, Lord God, we are fully aware that as we go through the processing, sometimes it doesn't feel as if it's aligned to your plan. But we pray this day that it will come back in divine alignment. That which needs to shift, Almighty God, the thought patterns that needs to shift to know that all things shall work together for my good, because I love the Lord and I'm called according to his purpose. That pattern, that shifting will come even now to the mind that is so troubled that it can't even begin to remember what God has said, the promises that he had given, the promises that he has spoken. I pray there, Father, that that mind will come back to that place of having peace, that mind will come back to that place of resting in the Lord, of resting in the promises that are sure, in resting in what God has said, because he who has spoken, he is truth. He who has spoken, he is faithful. He who hath begun a good work, he will bring it through to completion. I pray, dear Father, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that every bad thing will begin to work for the good of your daughter. Every bad thing, every bad experiences will begin to work for the good of your son. Every rejection will begin to work for the appointment, Almighty God. Every disappointment, dear Father, it will play its role and get into position for the appointment that is ahead. I pray, dear Father, hallelujah, that you will arise in the life of your children, hallelujah, and that you will cause the plan of the enemies to scatter even now. Oh, dear Father, you see the enemy, he will come in one direction. Oh, yes, he has only one plan, and it remains to kill, steal, and to destroy. But you sent your son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, so that your people, your children will have life, shall have life unto the fullest, the full extent. And so, Lord, I pray that the plan to scatter, Almighty God, the plan to destroy, the plan to kill, that it will begin to go in minces and in pieces in the different direction, not to come back together again, hallelujah, not to be fitted again, but to be utterly destroyed
destroyed, Almighty God. I pray even now, dear Father, as they would pronounce ash to ash and dust to dust, that we pronounce that, we declare it over the plans of the enemy. Oh, dear Father, that it will be the enemy's plan, will be the dust to dust, the ash to ash, and not your plan, not the life of your people, not the life of your children, Almighty God. And so, dear Father, I pray even now that someone will arise from their sick state, literally take up the bed and walk, Almighty God, because they're feeling that virtue has left your body, Almighty God, that there has been a power pull, Almighty God, hallelujah. I pray, dear Father, that there will be a resuscitation to every lung, Almighty God, to every system that wants to collapse, Almighty God, hallelujah. A resuscitation to every vein, every cell, every tissue, every organ, Almighty God. I pray, dear Father, that revival will come to the bodies, to the mind, to the lives of your people, Almighty God. I pray, dear Father, that even the thick cloud of darkness, that it will begin to move, Almighty God, because the light has come. Oh, dear Father, where darkness has been lurking, where darkness has been residing, we declare this day that you are the light of the world. Oh, dear Father, cut through every surrounding darkness even now, so that your daughter, your son will see that, yes, arise. The light has come. My God, you have come to the rescue another time, because you are the rescue man, Jesus. You are the one who would leave the 99 sheep and you will go in search of the one. We thank you, dear Father, that when you find the one, you will lift that one up upon your shoulder and you will take that one into safety. I thank you, dear Father, that you have taken one into safety right now, Almighty God. We thank you for the rescue mission, Almighty God, over a mine that was going into a deep, dark place. We thank you, dear Father, that you've rescued one, Almighty God, from the bed of affliction. Oh, dear Father, we thank you this morning that as your healing virtue flow tonight, this hour, this day, hallelujah, that someone who has been more immobilized, dear Father, that they will begin to move. An ear that has been stationary, that it will begin to move. A finger will respond. Oh, my God, even a very eye will twitch and respond. Oh, God, we go into even the very hospitals even now, Almighty God. We go into the emergency rooms even now, Almighty God. Oh, dear Father, your daughter, your son that has been strung up, Almighty God, not able to breathe, not able to do, Almighty God. They are dependent on a machine. Their vitals are dependent on what a machine reads and what a machine shows. But this day, my God, we access the throne room of grace and mercy for them. We access the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth for them, dear Father. And we pray, dear God, that they will not be connected to just tubes and IVs, but they will be connected to the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There is healing in the blood for them. There is life in the blood, Almighty God. That's what your word says. And that's what we know, that's what we believe. There is life in the blood. There is life in the blood. There is life in the blood. And so we speak, we declare life this day. Oh God, that vitals that has been dipping on a machine, oh dear Father, we speak that it will be strengthened. And heartbeat that is becoming weak, we speak strength to the heartbeat even now, Almighty God. That monitoring machine, we command it to line up and to show what the word of God has said. You shall not die, but live to declare the works of the Lord. Turn it around, Lord. Turn it around, Lord Jesus. Our hope, our trust, our confidence, it is in you. not in the hand of a doctor, not in the hand of a specialist, but it's in you, the doctor of all doctors. We call you Dr. Jesus even now for someone. We call you the oncologist for someone even now. Naroko shabikusa. Roko shibakusu kuriku shekebasa. My God, cancer has no power over your blood. Eke si karu shukusa. We break the grip of cancer even now. We break the bands of cancer even now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we speak to every non-responsive blood cell even now, white blood cell even now. We call for the multiplication effect. Multiply, multiply in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every fighting cell come alive. Every fighting cell come alive. Mano koroko sa kereka shi koroko sebokosa. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, you have done it before. And you can do it again. There isn't anything at all that you cannot do. You've already told us that when it becomes impossible with men, then that's the gateway for you to step in, because you are the God of the impossible. We call upon the God of the impossible. Every report is pointing to negative. Every report is saying that this is it. Karo shabakusha. But you have the final say. You have the final say. We ask that you will overturn, overrule every report that has been given by a man. Whose report will you believe? Hare kashuru sukaya. Lord, pray even now in the name of your son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that your daughter, that your son will see your report. That their eyes have been fastened on the report of a man to say, the doctor has said this. Kera shukuya. The doctor has said that. The doctor has given me this time. Aroko shamakuse. Ruku shebakusa. But God, your report says you are the one who sustains even to the gray hair. Ruku shamaraka shukorosha. May your report soar even now into their very eyesight, into their very hearing, that all they will see, all they will hear is what you have said. Manoroko samariku shuku rebosha. Remaneko sariku sukurio shamako shekesa. Manokosha. Lord, even know the person with that throat condition. Monokosha, that is threatening even their very speech. Kurebosa. Rokashi kerebosha. Romodoko si kanemosha. We speak normalcy to the throat. We speak normalcy to the throat. We speak normalcy to the throat. We speak normalcy to the throat in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Gaita, whatever your name is, you've got an ear to ear. Maneko shaya. We speak life to the throat. We speak normalcy to the throat. Every abnormal, unusual swelling, every pain, every disorder of the throat. Inakusho kosha. Every malfunction of the throat. We speak life. We speak healing. Anokosha. Healing through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Upon the throat even now. Upon the voice box even now. Upon the vocal cords even now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Anokoshaya. Norokosha. Lord, you have given your name, which is above every other name. It is over every medication that can ever be prescribed. You said at the mention of your name, every knees have to bow and every tongue have to confess. Every knees of sickness bow to the great name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Manako shaniosa. Kuriba sakede kosha, monokosha, every sickness that has been placed upon your people by unusual means, dear Father. Kenekasha, we identify the origin of these sicknesses even now, and we declare that the sickness is not of God, neither is it unto death, but it's so that God shall be glorified, so that they will know that there is a God that still heals, there is a God that still delivers, there is a God that still rescues. Koro Shabakushaya. Reba suku shekusa. We pull upon the bread of healing this day. Healing is the children's bread. It belongs to the children of God. And so, dear Father, we thank you. We thank you for the supply of your bread this morning and also your blood. My God, nenene kanamu kushekusa. Rosha. God, even now, for those who will have that spiritual Lord's Supper, to eat upon your body, knowing that it's not your physical body, and to drink of your blood, knowing that it's not your physical blood. But as you said, do this as often in remembrance of me. They will be brought back to know that you've paid the price. When your body went under the subjection upon the cross, for every flesh that came through, for every stripe, it was for the healing. It is for the healing that has been accessed even now. Manekosha. At the end of it all, your blood ran and everything, and you said, it is finished. It is finished. It is finished. We declare that the sickness that has been lingering, that it is finished. We command you to dry up now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and be no more. Be no more. You shall no longer be a reproach. You akosha nekosa. We thank you that this test has now become a testimony, dear Father. We thank you, dear Father. Manekosha, for the overcoming, anointing, healing, and deliverance that you have given. Manekosha, that your daughter shall speak to see, look what the Lord has done. Manekosha, it is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. We thank you that the testimonies of the Lord are sure. We thank you, dear Father, for even the domino effect, even now. That as one speak about what you have done, that another will receive their healing and their deliverance. Almighty God, all to the glory and the honor of your name. Your name, dear Father, because healing is not in any other name, but in the mighty, powerful, strong name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, dear Father, for hearing. We thank you for answering. We thank you for showing up and showing off. We thank you, Almighty God, and we give you total glory, honor, and praise as we tell you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you and keep you. This is your girl signing out another time. Amen.